Welcome to No Duct Tape, the podcast that celebrates the strength in vulnerability and empowers you to embrace your authentic self. I'm your girl Ify, your guide through this transformative exploration of personal stories and growth. How can we create a safe and open space for everyone to thrive and be their best selves? What does it take to overcome societal expectations and speak up with unveiling conviction? Well, together we'll peel back the layers of experiences, uncovering the wisdom gained from our unique paths. Are you ready to embrace vulnerability and unlock the boundless possibilities that await you? Let's embark on this extraordinary adventure of self-discovery and personal empowerment. It is always important to ensure that you never allow anyone to step on your toes. Once someone steps on your toes, you have to just take a moment and let the pain pass. You can't even move forward. And the reason you can't move forward is because of the pain that you're enduring. Interesting, right? That's why I always say, in every situation in your life, you have to ensure that you teach people how to treat you. Never take in anything that does not go hand in hand with who and what you are. Let's tap into something tiny or big, however you may take it. But I know for a fact that it is very relatable because I believe that each and every one of us have gone through it. You always give in so much into a relationship, whether it being friendship, whether it being a relationship with someone, or whether it being familyship. Yes, I repeat, I always say familyship so that I can be able to differentiate between friendships, relationships, and the relationships that you have with your family. Familyships, see? Sure. Everyone is going to have a moment where they step on someone's toes, intentionally and not intentional. That's just how the world works. Because we do make mistakes, and sometimes we make decisions as well. So, let me ask this. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt so unappreciated that it made you feel like, I don't know where forward is, I'm so hurt that right now someone has stepped on my toes and I have to take the moment to just really be in this pain for a minute, and then as soon as it subsides, then I'll be able to move on. I'm going through that at the moment. It is so heartbreaking to be a friend with someone for as long as you have, and for them to tell you that what you were doing is not enough. Because they're going through something and they feel like you're not showing up, when all you were trying to do is show up for yourself first so that you were strong enough to show up for them, and they come at you guns blazing telling you that you are not doing enough. When all you've been doing for as long as you've known this person, or for as long as you have been in a relationship with this person, whatever the relationship dynamic is, and they still feel like what you're doing is not enough. What if what you were doing is all that you have inside of you? I tap into that also because emotional abuse is something that I will not stand for personally. I will not allow another to make me feel like what I'm doing is nowhere near enough, especially when I believe in my heart I'm doing all that I can. That's why we always have these phrases that go, God knows my heart. And I use that on a day-to-day basis because I feel I'm doing enough, or rather more than. Never ever allow yourself to be in a situation where you're giving more than you are giving to yourself. You cannot pour from an empty cup. Whether it being for your mother, whether it being for your father, whether it being for your friends, whether it being for your partner, you cannot pour out of an empty cup. That's just how it works. It's okay to take a step back, to analyze, and to figure your things out. It is okay. And I say it is okay because you are human first, before you were a friend, before you were a daughter, before you are anything. You are human first. God allows us to make mistakes. God allows us to repent, because we do make mistakes and we do make decisions sometimes out of
favoritism, wanting to fit in. It just feels like the right thing at that moment. Whatever it may be, we always go through a moment in which, you know, you make a mistake. But that mistake shouldn't be an open door for someone to use against you. Rather, it should be an open door system. And I say it this way because at least your friends or your family or your partner should give you room to be able to explain to you, you made me feel this way because of 1, 2, 3. And then give you an opportunity to explain yourself as well. We don't always do things with the intent of hurting other people. At least that's what I would believe. But sometimes it just happens that they're not receiving what it is that you're doing for them the same way that you are bringing it out. And that's where communication comes in. If you're not going to communicate about what it is that you're feeling or whatever it is that you're going through, there's no way forward. And if both parties are not willing to communicate about it, let me tell you, the relationship is not going to work. But today, let's all make this decision. You will not put yourself in a situation where someone makes you feel unworthy for the efforts that you're making because they want you to take out what it is that they want for themselves. Let me explain. I will never, ever in my life give you more than I'm giving to myself. Because the first point of reference to loving someone or something is through loving yourself first. You are the base. You are the definition. That is why it is always taught that God is love and God resides in one, meaning God resides in me. And because God resides in me, I'm more prone to understand what love is, because when I look at myself in the mirror, I see love and that it is easy for me to give it out into the world. That's why it's always said, you cannot love another if you don't love yourself. Because what is your point of reference? How do you explain it? So please, don't ever allow a person to say the way that you are loving them is not enough when you know for a fact you are doing everything in your power. And maybe sometimes it isn't enough. And if it isn't, that person is not for you. You know? They always say, the right people will always feel that what you're doing is enough. Whether it being a friend, whether it being a partner. And I'm pretty sure even your parents will always feel like what you're doing is enough. We have shortcomings, but that is an open door for leeway for us to make mistakes and to learn from them, making us and grooming us and growing us into the people that we are. But we are not perfect. And God has never intended to create us to be perfect, but has always made sure that we have leeway. And that is why there's repentance. That is why there is prayer for us to make mistakes. So today is just a moment that I needed just to share that sometimes your way of doing things is not enough for another person. And it's okay to walk away. Because if they don't feel like what you're doing, and let me tell you, you feel that you're pouring out yourself and you've communicated that ABC, and still for them is that, it's not enough. It's okay. It's okay. Relationships, or some relationships, are there for a season. Some of them are there for a day. Some of them are there for a moment. But not everything is meant to last for a lifetime. Not everything is meant to last for a lifetime. People are there sometimes to teach you something, to give you lessons in life. Others are there to experience something with you. Others are just there to be a shoulder to cry on. But once that season, once that moment has passed, then their time in your life is over. And that's why people die, because their time on earth is over. And I think maybe it's time for us to look at relationships that way. There's going to be a period of time where this is alive. This is living. This is the way that it is. And there's going to be a time where that is gone. Thinking about it just makes me a little sad. But I've come to a point where, and I hope that you will reach this point with me, that sometimes things just don't work out. And it is not a definition of who you are. It's just how it is. And that's fine. That's fine. take a moment, take a deep breath, and say, I am doing enough. I am doing enough. And if that enough is not enough for you, then maybe I am not that one for you too. Yeah. Long, long lasting relationships. It hurts for them to just evaporate and come to an end. But it's life. Ke life. Dilo di irahara. Things happen. But it's okay. I'm Ify. This is No Duct Tape. Self-improvement and motivation. I hope this tapped into something that you needed, you wanted, and I hope that in future, it will teach you to choose yourself first, because you will always be your own point of reference. If you don't love yourself enough, take the time. You're going through a lot, take the time. It is not selfish to choose yourself first. It's self-love, self-worth. And I would suggest and advise, choose you first, because nobody's obligated to choose you. This was good. This was good. I needed this. But until our next episode, I'm your girl Ify. This is No Duct Tape. Ciao.
Thank you for joining us on this thought-provoking episode of No Duct Tape, where we've explored the importance of creating a safe, open space for personal growth and empowerment. I hope you were inspired to embrace vulnerability, to speak up, and to take steps forward, becoming the best version of yourself. Remember, your story has the power to impact others and create positive change. Join us again next time as we continue to uncover the untold stories and amplify diverse voices. Together, let's build a community where authenticity and acceptance reigns. Until then, keep sharing, keep growing, and keep shining your light. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your girl, Ify. Ciao. No Duct Tape. Embracing vulnerability and building an inclusive community.